Hello, this is Abhi Bathula.
And Orion Jin.
And today we're interviewing Dr. Yurt. So how are you doing today, Dr. Yurt?
Thank you, guys. Thank you for doing this. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to ask you some questions, like both about like your experience as a physicist and like as a high school teacher, and like, of course, how you went to the International Physics Olympiad during high school.
Yeah,
so sure. Our first question is, how did you get into teaching?
Oh, okay, teaching. I've been always involved one way or another with teaching. I think it gets started when I was in like high school, to like towards my senior year in high school. I was mentoring and guiding my other peers. I was teaching like younger kids. At that time, I was, and you guys know that I've prepared for the International Physics Olympiads. And, you know, I started mentoring younger kids and helping them to get through that process as well. So that gave me, you know, a sense of what kind of pleasure you can get out of teaching. And then when I get to college, I was doing TA-ship. And also, I was called to the camps for the Physics Olympiad training camps, and I was, you know, being a past participant in the International Physics Olympiad, and they asked me to be part of those camps. So during my college years, in summers, we were really teaching very bright kids coming from all around the country, and we were teaching them, you know, so I was interacting with them. So It was a very, very rewarding and pleasurable experience. And as I move forward, then I graduated from college. I became a graduate student. And during my graduate years, I taught courses, I TA'd, and that teaching continued. And even in my graduate school years, with a couple of my friends, we also founded a charter school, which is a STEM charter school. It was a science math charter school. And I was also involved in teaching briefly in that period as well. So I've been always teaching. But after my graduate school, when I completed my PhD, there is an amount of time where I really focused on my career at that time, which I was involved with a startup company. During my PhD years, we had a patent funding, and we followed up with my professor founding a company on that idea. That was like, we were using polymers and organic materials for optoelectronic devices. We were building like, you know, high-speed detectors and lasers by using polymers. So during that time, I was a little bit away from teaching, and also another opportunity followed up after that, where some connections through my, you know, previous acquaintances, they asked me to get involved in another company which was serving media, and so we get into that and we involved in, you know, producing some documentaries and factual programming, and I was like executive producing some of those shows. And you know, during that time frame, this was about like 10 years or so after my graduate school, I was kind of a little bit away from teaching. But then when those things kind of like saturated and get to a place where we, you know, sold the companies and liquidated that effort, I definitely wanted to get back to teaching, you know. And teaching may not be the best paying job, but it's a lot of other rewards that is attached to it. So, and I think this was a good time to come back to teaching, and I came back to teaching. But I also involved in teaching in college when I started teaching high school as well. I'm still teaching at college as well. I taught at Rutgers University when I was in Piscataway area. During, you know, those times that when I was involved in that production company, we lived in Piscataway, and I was teaching at Rutgers as an adjunct faculty. And now I'm teaching at Montclair State University. So I've been always one way or another involved with teaching, and I love teaching. I love physics, and I love teaching that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess teaching physics combines those two.
Exactly.
Which startup did you work for? What is the name?
That was called NP Photonics. So it was like, it was a created company within the university initially. You know, there is a specific setup for the universities. If you have a specific idea that you build up, and they kind of help you to curate and fund that. Right, so that was, and within the university company started up and then went outside as well. So that was a brief, you know, effort in that sense.
So you talked a little bit about the production companies. There's been a lot of like rumors circling that you guys apparently won an Emmy for the production.
We did actually. There was like, I haven't specifically produced that, but I was an executive producer on that, which I managed, you know, it was a show that was called like Matter and Beyond. That was looking into some interesting phenomena between the intersection of science and beyond science, beyond matter, like the concept of consciousness. You know, there are certain topics which goes like beyond the matter, you know, mm-hmm. that we can analyze. So that was a very interesting, you know, journey. And that show actually was rewarded by an Emmy Award. So we were fortunate enough to do that. It wasn't the only one, but that was one of them. There was another show which we did, which we called like World in America. Like that was trying to explore different communities that are living in the United States, you know, coming from different parts of the world. America is a very, very much a melting pot of different cultures. And that show also received an Emmy Award. But I was more involved in shows that are related to science and, you know, scientific factual programming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was an interesting experience.
So, yeah. I mean, how did you transition from like, you know, being a physicist to doing that?
I was fortunate enough to really do different things in my life. So, I mean, it was like, The start of that is like that there was some people from my country, and I'm originally from Turkey, as you guys know, and they wanted to start up something like that. They had clearly they had funding to do that, and you know, they reached out to me. They said, we do have this kind of a venture, would you like to be involved in that? And I said, why not? You know, that seems like very entertaining and very rewarding. And you know, it lasted about like 7-8 years that I worked in that environment. But eventually, of course, that's not, you know, that was not teaching, that was not science, that was a different opportunity. And that served its purpose from financials and from, you know, being in in the entertainment industry as well. So, but then when we liquidated that, you know, I separated from that perspective as well.
So I guess to backtrack a little bit, I know a lot of kids here, like, you know, participate in like math Olympiads, physics Olympiads, bio Olympiads, etc. So you actually made it to like all the way to international. So
actually,
what was your experience like there?
Yeah, that part of process is sometimes, I mean, it's very rewarding, but it's also very challenging, right? Of course, this was happening in Turkey, and Turkey has a big population of young kids as well. Like, there was like more than 1 million students who were entering to that level of competition initially. So we went through like several different exams. In America, you have to go through like 2 exams only. One of them is F equals MA, and the other one is just the last exam. And then there is a group of students selected. But back then in my country, we had to go through like at least 5 different set of exams, and they were very challenging. And, you know, it's always somebody probably inspiring you to do those kind of things. It was my physics teacher. He was a very inspiring guy, and he was a wonderful teacher. And I've always looked up to him. So he kind of like caught the fire within me in my early like high school year, like freshman year. Then it just, you know, flamed up from there. And then I really followed up and I worked on that, and it took like 4 years or so to get to the level. And it was in my senior year where I was able to get into the team. Mm-hmm. So it was like, out of so many, you know, high school kids, only they were selecting like 4 kids in Turkey. So it was the team. And we competed in Havana, Cuba during that year. That was in 1991. And I didn't really do it great on the exam. It wasn't like, the travel wasn't nice, the atmosphere, I got probably a little bit sick. I only got like honorable mention out of that experience, but it was really fun, the overall experience. And it really paved the way for my studies in college, and it was a breeze in most cases through the college years and right into the graduate school. I even started doing research during my, you know, my college freshman, from freshman to out. And I know there are a lot of great kids in at Milburn who's also looking up to those kind of adventures. And I think like our physics C class is a very good taste of what might be happening in those type of situations. And I'll be happy, and I know several of you guys will be taking the F equals MA test, and I hope that you guys also have some kind of passion like that. So it definitely creates, it's important that you need to really like the thing that you're doing, you really have a passion in that. If that happens, these kind of things just support you and push you and challenge you and make you ready to reach higher and soar high. Heights to wherever you want to end up.
You said that something like the iPhone, it supports you throughout your life. So did taking or entering into the iPhone help you later in your life at all?
Definitely. I mean, first of all, it's the ethics and it's the mindset of studying. It requires a lot of, you know, self-studying and challenging things. So it prepares you the challenges through your life, and especially in academic life, right? And if you were to do like higher order studies like graduate school or PhD, that has some challenges. So that definitely prepares you through those challenges. And also it definitely helps you greatly because you study a lot of material during your high school years. When you get to college, you have a very much head start, you know, and compared to your peers, It was a big help. So the college was like a breeze. I mean, it wasn't like I didn't have any hard time in college because you had to be really prepared in science and math classes, and you do have a very strong background. But other than that, it's also the mindset of, you know, it sets you to think critically, to look at things from different perspectives, and that opens up your research perspectives, how you look at things around you, you know, how you interact with science and technology. So it's a very good start, very good head start. It's challenging, but if anybody would like to be up to that challenge, I would definitely, you know, strongly support them in their endeavor for those kind of things.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so I guess, are there any, like, last thoughts you want to share with Milburn High School?
Well, Milburn is a great place. There are a lot of great students, and I really enjoy teaching here. I don't think I can find, like, student body that I find here, like most other places. And that helps me to, you know, inspire students in the same way that I was inspired. And I want to challenge students as well. I think my students can also attest to that I'm challenging them. But like every time I receive an email from my previous kids, you know, Dr. Yu, thank you so much, because I mean the challenge, you challenged us so much, but you know, we're having the rewards right now. So I have like so many kids that are still in touch with me, which I'm receiving these kind of, you know, messages that what they had here is greatly helping them in their journey through their academic lives moving forward. And also how they look at, you know, even the people who are not, the students who are not continuing in science and engineering degrees, what they learn in physics is, you know, they just give them a great perspective in life, you know. So I'm fortunate enough to have guys like you around us, so. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You were the one who took the time out of your day to like let us do this.
Yeah, I hope it just inspires others, you know, as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr.
Thank you.
This is Milburn Minutes signing off.
Okay.